Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi friends, I am Pauline. I'm excited to be with you today. Today's topic is activity.
And the title is Winter Fun. Winter Fun. Pauline, can you remind us what happened in our show yesterday?
Sure. It snowed a lot yesterday, and everyone is excited about the snow.
Yes, everyone. Well, except James. Susie invited James to build a snowman, but he said it's too cold outside.
Tina and Taylor also talked about having a snowball fight. Do you think they will really do it?
I don't know, but there's one way to find out. We can practice reading together. Friends, let's take a look at our Read It, and Pauline will help us with it.
There is a lot of snow on the ground. Susie and James built a great snowman. Susie also likes to go sledding when it's snowy. James likes to stay inside, out of the snow. Taylor hit Tina with mini snowballs. Tina got snow down her neck. Tina and Taylor will go sledding. They both like sliding down a snowy hill.
Thank you for that help, Pauline. So, did you play in the snow yesterday after work?
No, I had to go home and work on a couple things. But I did drink a cup of hot chocolate and enjoyed the view of the snow from my window. That was nice.
That is one of the best things about Christmas and the winter time. So let's get started. Here are those keywords for today, and here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 下了好多的雪, 所以 James 和 Susie 堆了一个雪人。 Susie 说, There is a lot of snow on the ground. 地上好多雪, 名词 ground 就是地面。 James 说, 下雪天他喜欢留在室内。 He likes to stay inside. 动词 stay 就是停留。 Tina 和 Taylor 打雪仗, 互相扔雪球。 Tina 被打中好几球, 有雪从她背后的脖子流下去。 脖子是 neck。 She got snow down her neck. 然后他们两个人就去滑雪橇, 滑行的这个动作叫做 slide。 They slide down very fast. 他们从布满雪的坡道上滑下来。 They like sliding down a snowy hill. 名词 hill 可以指斜坡或是小山丘。
We built a great snowman.
We did. The snow is perfect for building snowmen.
Yes, it's wet enough, and there is a lot of it on the ground.
What else do you like to do in the snow, Susie?
I like to go sledding. What do you like to do?
Nothing. I like to stay inside, out of the snow.
Hey! James went outside and played in the snow. He must have found some warmer clothes.
I'm glad. It looks like he had a lot of fun with Susie.
Oh, and this conversation starts with a great sentence. Susie says, "We built a great snowman."
James says the snow was perfect for building snowmen. What does he mean by that?
Oh, well, not all snow is the same. Some snow is very wet. Some snow is crunchy and hard. Other snow is soft like powder.
I like soft, powdery snow for skiing.
Ooh, I like that too for snowboarding. That's the perfect snow for that. But it's not good for making snowmen. The snow doesn't stick together. You can't make a ball of snow with that kind of snow.
Yes. So, thankfully, for James and Susie, the snow was perfect today for making snowmen. It's wet enough, and there is a lot of it on the ground.
Where is the ground, Peter?
Well, when you are outside, you stand on the ground. It's like the floor, but outside.
Okay, so there is a lot of snow on the ground outside today. That's great because you need a lot of snow to make a snowman.
Hey, Pauline, what else do you like to do outside in the snow?
Oh, I forgot about this one until Susie said it, but I love sledding.
Yes, sledding. A sled is something you sit on. It could be made from plastic or wood. To use a sled, you bring it to the top of a snowy hill. Then you sit down and slide down.
That's right. It's so much fun. But the hill is very important. If you sit on flat ground, you won't move. Well, unless someone pulls you. Does James like sledding?
I don't think so. He did have fun today playing in the snow with Susie, but he doesn't usually like to do things in the snow. He likes to stay inside, out of the snow.
Well, I'm glad Susie got James to play out in the snow for a little while. Now, let's go to Christina to learn a little more about this phrase, to stay out of something.
James 说他喜欢待在室内，离雪远远的。I like to stay inside, out of the snow. 有的人看到这个句子的时候可能会有点困惑。他说 inside, out, 那到底是里面还是外面呢？其实这个句子有一个副词 inside, 还有一个副词片语 out of the snow. 所以是待在 inside, 然后 out of the snow, 远离雪。句型 stay out of something 就表示离什么远一点的意思。比如厨房里做饭的人太多，可能会做法不同会吵架。所以 I am staying out of the kitchen, 离厨房远一点。小孩子一定要小心远离火源， make sure they stay out of the fire. 还有可不可以不要惹麻烦， can you stay out of trouble?
Thanks, Christina. Well, I love sledding. I used to go with my brother. We would build a jump. That means down the hill we would put a bump made of snow. You hit the bump and go flying into the air. And sometimes you land, but most of the time you get hurt.
You crash, right? Oh my goodness, was your mother there watching?
No, of course not. And I was the little brother, so I always went down first, just to make sure it was safe.
What? That's terrible. Oh, if your mother only knew, she would be so unhappy.
I hit my head a couple times. That's why I'm so special.
That explains a lot now that I think of it. Well, friends, don't go outside now. We still have a lot to learn, but we do need to take a quick break. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Hey, Pauline, do you have any stories about sledding?
Oh, I love sledding, but I got hurt sledding a couple of times when I was young. One time we ran into a tree. Another time I fell off the sled and I cracked my rib. It really hurt.
Oh, wow, that does sound serious. Well, friends, if you go sledding this winter, be careful. But I know you'll have lots of fun, too. Friends, now it's time for Conversation B. Let's take a look at it together.
You can stop throwing snowballs, Taylor. You can throw just fine. It's fun to hit you with snowballs. For you, maybe. I got snow down the back of my neck. It's cold. Burn.
Okay, I'll stop. What are you doing this weekend?
Not much. Why?
Let's go sledding. Sliding down a snowy hill is so much fun.
I agree. Poor Tina. I don't think she is winning the snowball fight. Did you see all of the snow on her face? Oh, she must be cold.
I know, but she seems to be having fun. even if Taylor is better at throwing snowballs than she is.
Yes, unlike Tina, Taylor can throw just fine.
Just fine. That's an interesting phrase. Let's learn more about it from Christina.
Tina 和 Taylor 在雪地里打雪仗，结果 Tina 被追着打，她狼狈地喊停，然后对 Taylor 说 You can throw just fine. 请问 just fine 是什么意思？很多人会说 just fine 表示只是还好，其实不对哦。在口语中 just 可以用来做强调用，表达真的、实在、非常，而 fine 就是好。所以其实 Tina 是认可对方丢雪球的实力相当不错，很行，这才是 just fine 的意思。举例来说，比如你觉得自己新发型很丑，我看了之后说 No, you look just fine. 不会啊，很好看，没问题的。或者你对外国人说自己的英文很糟糕，他可能会对你说 No, your English is just fine. 你的英文很 OK, 没问题的。这就是 just fine 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Tina does look like she's having fun, but she's also ready for Taylor to stop throwing snowballs. She got hit a lot.
Yes, and Taylor had fun doing it. But poor Tina, she has snow down her neck. Ooh, that can be cold. I have had that happen before. Ooh, that's the worst.
I know, it's so cold. It makes me cold just thinking about it.
Well, Taylor is nice and agrees to stop throwing snowballs. Then she asks, what are you doing this weekend?
If you want to do something with a friend, this is a good way to ask if they are available. Peter, what are you doing on Saturday?
Well, I'll be here with you. We're teaching our Saturday review lessons.
Okay.
That's great. Friends, make sure to join us.
Okay. What are you doing after that?
Oh, okay. Not much.
Great.
Why? Is there something fun happening Saturday?
Oh, no. I just wanted you to say that phrase, not much, because not much is today's
calendar phrase.
Not much.
Not much. 没有什么事。What are you doing this weekend?
Not much.
What are you doing Saturday?
Not much.
What are you doing Saturday afternoon?
Not much.
Great! Let's spend some time together.
Okay. But...Not too much.
Oh.
Not much.
Not much. 没有什么事。
Calendar phrase is always fun. And this phrase, not much, is one we use often in English. So it's a good one to learn, friends. So, Pauline, here's a question for you. What did you do last night?
Not much.Are you doing anything after the show tonight, Peter?
No, not much.
Hey, but what about Tina? Tina says she isn't doing much this weekend. Does Taylor have an idea of something fun they can do?
Yes, she suggests they go sledding. Hey, wasn't Susie talking about sledding earlier?
Yes, she was. Maybe we should have a sledding party this weekend.Do you know of a good sledding hill nearby, Peter?
I hear there is a good sledding hill at the park on the other side of town.
Great! Is it a really big hill? Oh, it is very tiring walking up a big hill with your sled. But it's fun sliding down the big hills. I like going fast, but not too fast. And, oh, are there a lot of trees at this park?
Wow, that's a lot at once, but I don't think so. I'll have to check and I'll tell you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Well, friends, we hope you enjoy learning new words with us every day. Of course, it's important to keep practicing the new words you learn, so every day we take time to review them with you. Let's do that now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Ground. Ground. Let's sit on the ground outside.
Stay. Stay. Let's stay home tonight.
Neck. Neck. Put a scarf around your neck.
Slide. Slide. Don't slide on the ice.
Hill. Hill. She walked to the top of the hill. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. You're doing great. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
We built a great snowman.
We did. The snow is perfect for building snowmen.
Yes, it's wet enough, and there is a lot of it on the ground.
What else do you like to do in the snow, Susie?
I like to go sledding. What do you like to do?
Nothing. I like to stay inside, out of the snow.
You can stop throwing snowballs, Taylor. You can throw just fine. It's fun to hit you with snowballs.
For you, maybe. I got snow down the back of my neck. It's cold. Burn.
Okay, I'll stop. What are you doing this weekend?
Not much. Why?
Let's go sledding. Sliding down a snowy hill is so much fun.
I agree.
Well, hey everyone, here are some pictures of some fun winter activities that you can do. We have already talked about some of them.
That's right, but we haven't talked about all of them. For example, making snow angels.
Oh, snow angels are my favorite.
I love doing that. Exactly. You just lay on the ground and then you move your arms back and forth and your legs. And when you stand up and look back, it looks like there was an angel there in the snow.
Yes, I think that's the first thing we do when we go outside. It's fresh snow. We want to enjoy it, right?
Yes, and it's an easy way to enjoy the snow. It doesn't take as much time as building a snowman.
So what other activities do you see here that you want to talk about?
Let's see. Well, we see some examples of sledding up there. We already talked about that. But let's see. Oh, right by you, Peter, do you see that? There's someone who's doing dog sledding.
That's right. Yes, dog sledding. You might have to go to a special place for this. But there are special snow dogs that can be trained to pull a sled. You can travel very far with them. It's
right.
A very cool experience.
I've never done it. I would love to do it someday.
Me too. I want to go to Alaska to try.
That's where I think of too for that kind of thing. Also, there's a picture of a kid building a snow fort and they are having a snowball fight. I like that picture too.
Well, of course. And there's so much to do. Friends, make sure to pick one this winter. But right now, let's go over to James and Ginger and see what they're up to.
Yay! We built a great snowman.
Yes, we did.
And we had fun throwing snowballs.
Well, you had fun. You hit me too many times.
Yeah.
I get snow down my neck.
Yeah. Ooh, let's go sledding tomorrow.
Sledding?
Yeah, sliding down a snowy hill. That will be fun.
Okay. But after that, let's come inside and stay.
Why do you like to stay inside when it snows?
Because it's warm inside.
Yeah, I think our snowman likes a warm place too.
No, snowmen need to be outside where it's cold. Take the snowman outside.
Wait, I have a better idea.
What's that?
Let's put him in the freezer.
A snowman in the freezer? Ginger!
Yeah!
Okay, great posing, Super Sentence Man.
Just, thank you.
Lean back a little bit. All right, okay.
Like this?
Turn your body towards me.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Head back.
Like this?
Okay, why don't you take a break, Super Sentence Man?
Oh,
good job.
Good.
Ruan, how is he doing? This magazine cover is really important for us.
Well, the pictures are okay now, but I hope to get something amazing, you know, something stylish.
Okay, Super Sentence Man, let's get back to work.
Break All right.
Over.
Yes, back to work. Ah, thank you. Yes, good little touch-up. Just tell me what to do.
Okay, remember when we had that great group of visitors at the studio?
Wait a minute, that sounded almost like a super sentence. Ruan, Candy, did you hear that? She almost used today's super sentence. We did a great something. Oh, right, back to work. Yes, Ruan, I totally remember when we did that great event.
Yes.
It was really amazing.
Well, I want you to think of that as you pose, okay?
Right.
Okay, all right. Super Sentence Man, okay.
Super Sentence Man, try putting your arm up.
You mean my other arm?
Yeah, like you're fixing your hair.
Okay. Fixing my hair.
Okay, all right. Put your legs together a little bit more, okay? All right, lean back. Okay, and now put one leg forward.
Ah, okay. You know, we are a great team.
Yes. And we are having a great photo shoot today.
We are having a great photo shoot today. Another super sentence.
Okay, great. I got it. Oh, great work, everyone. Oh, fantastic. And Super Sentence Man, your sentences are pretty super. Maybe I'll use them for your magazine cover.
Awesome. Remember, a super sentence every day will... Well, let's say it together for the camera.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. What's the weather like where you are? Is it snowy, rainy, sunny? Whatever the weather, we hope you are able to enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And don't forget to join us for our Saturday show tomorrow.
That's right. Well, friends, thanks for joining us. You're doing great, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.